Ladybird, do you know? Level 2. Animals and the weather. New words. Burrow, noun. Chick. Desert. Fat, noun. Feather. Fog. Ice. Leaf, leaves. Mountain. Nest. Ocean. Sand. How do animals live in bad weather? Many animals live in places with good weather and lots of food. But some animals live in places with very bad weather. Polar bears live in cold places. They live in the ice and snow. This camel lives in a hot place. There is not much water here. Bison live in very cold places. This bison has snow on its hair. Do animals live in very hot places? These animals live in hot deserts. The sand is hot. The shovel-snouted lizard cannot put its feet on the sand for long. The Cape ground squirrel has a big tail. The squirrel uses its tail to stay cool. The fennec fox has big ears. They keep the fox cool in hot weather. How do animals find food and water in the desert? It is not easy to find food or water in the desert. Sand grouses travel a lot to find water for their chicks. They carry the water in their feathers. Darkling beetles get water from fog. Many desert animals stay in their burrows in the day because it is too hot. They find food and water at night. Why do camels have humps? Camels do not eat or drink often. They have fat in their humps. Camels use this fat when they cannot find food. The sand is not a problem for a camel's ears, eyes, or nose. A camel has lots of hair on its ears. It has long eyelashes. It can close its nostrils. Why do tree frogs like rain? These special tree frogs need rain for their babies. The forest green tree frogs live in trees near water. The mother tree frog makes a nest for her eggs. A baby frog is a tadpole. The tadpoles come out of their eggs. Rain changes the nest. Now the tadpoles can go down to the water below and they can swim. Do animals live where there is no water? In some places, there is no rain for months. The water-holding frog lives under the ground when there is no water. These chimpanzees live near a desert. They walk for many kilometers to find water. Sometimes there is no water in the river. These chimpanzees are trying to find water. How do animals live in very cold places? Winter is not easy for animals in cold places. The wind can be very cold. Emperor penguins stay together to keep warm. Different penguins stand on the outside of the group at different times. It is warmer in the middle. A caribou has two coats of fur. The fur makes it warm. Arctic ground squirrels stay under the snow and sleep. They do not wake up for many months. What do animals do before winter? Some animals work hard before winter. Pikers must find food and keep it safe for winter. Sometimes they take food from other pikers' burrows. Siberian chipmunks put leaves in their burrows. They want warm homes for winter. The chipmunks find acorns for food and put them in their burrows. Chipmunks need lots of acorns for the long winter. How do animals find food in the snow? Animals in cold places need to find food. Red foxes listen for small animals under the snow. They jump into the snow to catch them. There is grass under this snow. Bison can find the grass with their heads. Sika deer find plants and grass with their feet. How does a snow leopard live in the mountains? It is often very cold in the mountains. This snow leopard is not cold because it has long, thick fur. The snow leopard's long tail helps it too. The snow leopard puts its tail on its body when it sits or sleeps. Why do some animals travel a long way? Many animals travel to find good weather. Some birds travel to warm places in winter. There is more food in warm places. Wildebeests travel to find rain. They want to eat new grass. The grey whale travels to the cold ocean to find food. It travels to the warm ocean to have babies. How can weather be a problem for animals? The weather is changing everywhere. This is a problem for animals. It changes their homes. When there is no rain, it's not easy to find food and water. The polar bear's home is too warm now. This is a problem. Polar bears need cold weather because they need sea ice. Polar bears walk on the sea ice and they find animals to eat. Ladybird, do you know? Level 2, Animals and the Weather, read by Nigel Pilkington. Written by Alex Wolfe. Text adapted by Rachel Godfrey. Series editor Nick Coates. Inspired by BBC Earth television series. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2020.